Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Tzadi Tes. We are up to Siv Ches. We are in the second to last line on page Ayin Vav. We're about to turn on to page 152. And Amir Tzashem, we're going to finish up the halachos of Havdolah tonight. Says the Mechaber in Siv Ches, Kishapoter Hayayin Shebesoch HaMozon She'eno Tzorach Levarach Alav. Continuing the conversation we were having in the last year, when one is making Havdolah and then he's following it by Malava Malka, and he's pattering the wine that's in the Suda, that he will not require a bracha on it, Gam Einu Tzorach Levarach Bracha Achron Al Koshal Havdolah. So the same way he won't need a bracha on the wine during the Suda, because the bracha of the wine of Havdolah patters it, he also will not need a bracha achrona on the wine that he drinks for Havdolah, because that continues on with the bracha through the Suda, and the benching will cover it, as we will see. V'im ein lo ela kos echad. If a person on Motzei Shabbos only has one kos, v'savur shiavu lo yayin yoser, and he thinks they're going to bring him more wine, the hivdil al oso kos, so he made Havdolah on the only kos that he had. The achakach lo hivdil lo yoser, and then what he thought would happen did not happen. They did not bring any more wine, so he made Havdolah on the one kos. Uberach brechas hamazon below kos, and now he had to bench without a kos. So yesh mi sheomer setzorich levarich bracha achrona al kosher Havdolah. There is a shita that says that even after benching for his Malav Malka, he'll have to make a bracha achrona for the Havdolah wine that he had before the Suda. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Chav Zayin, Kishapoter, Hainu, Da'oz Bevadei Amrinan Deshtia Chadihi. Because then when a person is pattering the wine in the Suda, by the bracha on the wine before the Suda, then for sure we say it's one drinking. V'habirchas HaMozon Poter Gam L'Kos Havdolah Mi Bracha Achrona. And then the Birchas HaMazon you make at the end of your Malav Malka patters not only the wine during the Suda, but also the wine that you had by Havdolah before the Suda. V'afilu in Beirach Birchas HaMazon below kos, and even if you bench without a kos, it's still going to be fine. The benching covers it. HaBirchas HaMazon Atzmo Potro. The Birchas HaMazon patters the wine that you had before the Suda. Avol, in Ein Lo Yayin Al Toch HaMazon, if you have no wine to drink during the Suda, V'gam ein lo kos lebrachas hamazon sheyifter gam oso derech aga bebracha achrona shelo. So you have no wine during the Suda. You have no wine to bench on that the bracha achrona and that wine will cover the wine from before the Suda. Oz yesh omrim de'eno nifta bebrachas hamazon. Then there are those who say that you're not patterned with the benching. V'tzarech levarech bracha achrona al kos havdolah. Then you have to make a bracha achrona on your kos havdolah. V'zeu tamtzis bir divrei ha-shulchan aruch. And that is the summary of what the Shulchan Aruch is saying over here. That there's basically three options of pattering your Havdolah wine that you have before Malav Malka. If you're drinking wine for Havdolah, and then you're drinking more wine during Malav Malka, so then the Birchas HaMazon at the end patters everything. Even if you're not having any wine during the Suda, but if you're benching on a coast, the Bracha Achrona on the coast Birchas HaMazon will patter the wine that you had for Havdolah. But if you have no wine for during the Suda, no wine for after the Suda, all you had was wine before the Suda by Havdolah, then there's a shita that says, and that's what the Mechaber brings down, you would have to make a bracha achrona on the wine that you had before the Suda, even after you benched on the Suda. So you'll be benching for your Suda, and then you'll make an ala gefen for the wine that you had by Havdolah before the Suda, if you did not make the bracha achrona earlier, obviously. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Chav Ches. So he said, but if you had one kos and you thought they would bring you more, why are we going with a case where you thought they would bring you more? Just say you had one kos and used it for Havdolah. So says the Mishnah Berurah, De'ilav Hachi, if you did not anticipate that they're bringing you another kos, Halo Mavur Bereish Tzadi Vav Siv Gimel Di'esh Omrim Di'yocha Kodem Havdolah. We learned earlier there's a shita that says, if you only have one kos and you hold Birchas HaMazon requires the kos, so we had a shita that says that you eat your Malav Malka before you make Havdolah. V'achakach yuvarech birchas hamazon v'yavdol kos echad. And then you'll bench and make Havdolah on that one kos, ayin shum. So therefore it has to be that you thought they would bring you more wine and therefore you didn't do that scenario. V'od and furthermore, de'ilav hochi, if you don't anticipate getting another kos, ovdiv tvei levarech bracha achrona tekef achar shtiyas hakos, then it would have been better to make a bracha achrona right after you had your kos shel Havdolah. The only reason you didn't do that is because you thought they were bringing you more wine, so therefore the bracha achrona at the end, or the bench at the end, would cover the wine before, but if you weren't anticipating another cup coming, you should have made a bracha achrona right after the Havdolah. Velola Hampton Lavarach Osa Achashi Yisla Vivar, because I'm Muslim, you shouldn't delay with your bracha achrona on the coast before the Suda until after you finish eating your Suda and benching. So therefore it has to be that you thought they were bringing you more wine, and it ends up that the new wine never came, so now you're stuck. You finish your Suda, you have to bench, and then you have to make a new Al HaGefen on the wine that you had before the Suda. Sivkatan Chavtes, Shetzarech Lavarach. So this is the shita that says, if you only had that one kos for Abdullah before the Suda, so then even after you bench, you'll have to make a bracha achron on the wine before the Suda. The after gabe kos kiddush pasuk al shulchan aruch le'el b'simen reishayim beis of yud de'ein tzarech levarech bracha achrona achra b'chol gavni. Even though we paskened earlier that if you made kiddush on a kos of yayin before the Suda and you didn't drink anything during the wine, the shulchan aruch paskens, you don't need a bracha achrona on the wine, the bench covers it. To birchas amozon potarto. So by kiddush, this is not the case. You make kiddush before the Suda, you have no more wine. The benching pater is the wine from before the Suda. That's because kiddush shani sheet sarach Suda. Kiddush is different than Havdalah. Kiddush is considered a need of the Suda. The ain't kiddush ela b'makom Suda. We know we need kiddush b'makom Suda. So the kiddush is connected to the Suda. So the benching on the Suda can cover the wine of kiddush that you had before. Masha'en came by Abdullah, which is not the case by Abdullah. Abdullah is not connected to your Suda. And therefore, unless the wine that you had before the Suda with the bracha was covering the wine that you're having during the Suda, which connects it to the Suda, otherwise it's not connected and it needs its own bracha achrona. V'inei yesh omrim hazehu das ha-tur. This yesh omrim, the machaber brings down as a sheet of the tour. Shechilek besvara zushek asadnu, who makes a schil between kiddush and Abdullah, like we just explained. However, v'ayim b'magin Avram shochiach. Look at the Magen Avram who proves that Harosh lo svir le lechalek bazeh. The Rosh does not hold of that chiluk. V'chein b'bir hagra daito ka Magen Avram. And the Bir Agra is of the opinion like the Magen Avram as well. The Alkein Nira, and therefore it appears bottom line. Shim lo berach kodem su'uda. If you do not make a bracha achrona on the Havdalah wine before your Suda, lo yivarech achakach. You should not follow what the Mechaber says over here. The Magen Avram, the Gra, they say you should just let the brachas hamozon that you have after your Suda cover your wine that you had for Havdalah before the Suda. Says the Mechaber Vaiter Sivtes. Imrotze liso tekef lahavdolah. A person wants to have his Suda of Mlav Malka right after Abdullah. Tzorach li zohar, he has to be careful. Shelo yavi lechem l'shulchan kodem Abdullah. Don't bring the bread to the table before you make Abdullah. Vim hevi, and if you brought the bread first, poreis olav mapu mechasenu. And you should cover the bread with a cloth while you're making Abdullah. Lefishu muktam bapasla, because really the bracha of the bread goes first, because the bread comes, the wheat comes before the wine in the pasuk of the zayminim. V'tzarech lahakdimo im lo yichasenu, you have to be makdim the bracha on the bread before the bracha on the wine if you don't cover it. So just like by kiddush, we cover the bread when we make kiddush, because really the bread's supposed to come first, but by kiddush it doesn't. So here also, the havdalah has to come before the suda. You're not allowed to eat till you have havdalah, so you should cover the bread as well while you're making havdalah. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Lamed. You want to be liso take if you want to eat right afterwards. Avol im eino soe tekef. If you're not planning on eating a suda right after Abdullah, ein tzar lechasoso. Even if there is bread there, you do not need to cover the bread. De lo shayach kadima bezeh. It's only shayach kadima when you have two things that you want to have right now. So the bracha on the bread should really come before the wine. You need the bracha on the wine first to cover the bread. But if you're not planning on eating the bread now, it just happens to be there, you do not need to cover it because it's not in your plans. Sivkatan lamin aleph etzarech lachdimo. We said if you don't cover the bread, so you'd have to be makd in the bracha on the bread. After bikan ein lachdimo, even though in this case, obviously you can't be makd in the bracha on the bread. The aser lechol kodem Abdullah, you can't eat before Abdullah. Mikol makom still. Kevan de ba'al mahadin no sein lachdimo, since normally the din is the bracha on the bread comes before the bracha on the wine. V'im kein have a bizui la pas. Therefore, it would be a disgrace to the bread, shiyaktim lo davar acher, that you're making a bracha on something else, i.e. the wine before the bread, lachen yesh lachasoso, therefore you should cover the bread. Says the Mechaber Sif Yud, Aser laso shum molocha kodem sheyavdil. You are not allowed to do on Motzei Shabbos any molocha until you make havdalah. V'im hivdil bat tfila mutter. But once you made havdalah in tfila, you said atachan antana, you're allowed to do molocha. Afal pi shadayin lo hivdil ala kos, even though you did not yet make havdalah on the coast. And if you need to do malacha before Hadol al Kos and before you say Shmon Esrei and you amadu batfila, so as we know, Omer hamadil bein hakodesh ubein hachol below bracha v'osa malacha, you say baruch hamadil bein kodesh l'chol, and then you could do malacha. The Ramah says, V'chein noshim she'enon mavdilin batfila, so to women that are not making Hadol and tefila, because as we'll see, they don't normally daven marid the Motzoi Shabbos. So yesh lelamdon sheyomru hamadu ben kodesh l'chol. You should train the nashim that before they do malacha, they should say baruch hamadu ben kodesh l'chol. Kodem sheyasu malacha before they do malacha. V'yesh omrim, there are those who say the kol zeb malacha gemura. This that you can't do the malacha before saying hamadu ben kodesh l'chol is only by a malacha gemura kegon kosei v'oreg, like writing or weaving. Aval hadlokas haner ba'alma. But if you only want to light a candle, Oho tzomir shus l'rishus, you want to carry from one rishus to another, which are smaller malachos, ain't tzaruch lazeh. This shita holds that you do not need to make any kind of havdalah before that. Umizen ispashit ha-minog, and from here the minog has evolved, lohokel shemadlikin neiros miyad shomra kol baruchu. Therefore the minog has evolved to be lenient and light candles right after the tzibur says baruch hu before any kind of havdalah. Aval ha'ikir kesvara rishona, we are not knowing that way. The ikir is like the first shita that we don't do any malacha before saying baruch hamadu mekodesh l'chol. V'yesh omrim lidlos mayim b'chol motzei Shabbos. There are those who say that you should draw water from a well on every motzei Shabbos. Ki be'ira shel Miriam sovev kol motzei Shabbos kol be'iros. The well of Miriam goes around on motzei Shabbos to all the wells. Umisho pogeabo viyishta mimenu yisrape mikol tachaluav. And anyone who bumps into the bear of Miriam on Motzei Shabbos and he drinks from it, he gets healed from all his illnesses. That's a chash of a thing. So if you have access to a well, draw water on Motzei Shabbos. Velo reisi lo minhag zeh. But says the Ramah, I have not seen this minhag actually being done. V'ayin la'el simen rei samach gimel. Look earlier what we learned in rei samach gimel. Mishem mosef mechol ala kodesh. What a person who wants to add from chol onto kodesh, he wants to end Shabbos later. In mutter lomer la'acher shehivdir lasos l'malacha. If I'm makbid to keep Shabbos later, can I ask someone who ended Shabbos earlier to do malacha for me? That was discussed earlier in simen rei samach gimel. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if katan lamed beis, the Mechaber started off and said it's aser to do any malacha before Havdalah. The afilu chafotzim ha'asurim midirei sofrim, even malacha that is only aser midirabonon, all malacha is aser before Havdalah. Even though it's dark outside and it's already, you still can't do malacha. Kevan shelo hivdil adayin, since you did not make havdalah yet, chol b'miktzas kedusha Shabbos alav, you still have on you the kedusha of Shabbos. Va'osru chazal b'malacha, and Chazal asked you, even though Shabbos is really over, to do malacha before you do any kind of havdalah. So then we said, if you made havdalah batfila, that's going to be fine, even though you didn't do Havdol al Kos. And if you need to do malacha even before davening, so you say hamavdil. The Ramah said, bein hakodesh ubein achol. Says the Mishnah Berurah, omer hamavdil. Bilufush isa omer. Bilufush says that what you say is baruch hamavdil, bein hakodesh ubein achol. Right? The Mechab and the Ramah, they didn't say the word baruch, they just said, together, hamavdil ben hakodesh ben achol. The Levush says, you say, baruch hamavdil ben hakodesh ben achol. Umikomokom eino nikro ze bracha. But still, that's, even though you say the word baruch, it's not called a bracha. Kevan she'en omer bo she'em umalchus, you're not saying Hashem's name, you're not saying melech ha'olam. So it's not a bracha. Umashadai beloshen zel in asiyas malacha, and that which is enough to say such a language, and then you're allowed to do malacha, shehu lehekeira ba'alma lelavos es hamelach. It's only to make a sign that you're escorting the king. It's like a derech kavod that you say that you're escorting the king, baruch hamadu ben hakodesh ben achol, and that allows you to do malacha. Sivkotan lamin hey, the Ramah added on ben hakodesh ben achol. Ve'ein tzaruch lomar kol haloshen shel havdolah. You do not need to say the entire language of havdolah. However, when it comes to eating, lo mahani achi yavdil havdolo gemura ala kos. It does not help until you make havdolo ala kos, vegan batfila, and also havdolo in davening. Now that's not really true, so if you look in the Sharatzion and Memvavi points out, that's on the Achronim. That's only im lohis palo v'shochach lahavdil. But if you didn't daven, and you forgot to make havdolo, Unless you daven and you forgot to make Havdalah, the oz die because levad, then it's enough. In other words, you forgot atachonatanu, then it's enough to have the coast alone, the canal, basim, and reish sadi dalad. So the way the Achronim the way that Shartzun is explaining here from the Achronim, is that l'chadchila, the best thing is to be mavil ala kos and also by tvila. But of course, if you forgot to say Havdalah and tvila, Havdalah ala kos would be enough to permit you to do malacha and also to eat. Sivkatan lamid vav. We said, you say, Baruch Hamadu ben HaKodesh u ben HaChol, below bracha, without any bracha, u biyom tov shecha b'motzei Shabbos. When Shabbos leads into Yontif, v'rotze lasas melacha socha nefesh, so Shabbos is over, and now it's time for Yontif, and you want to do melacha for Yontif, you want to do ocha nefesh, melacha, which is mutter on Yontif, which is not mutter on Shabbos, v'lo hivdil adayim b'tfil, and you didn't daven yet, so Omer, Baruch Hamadu ben Kodesh l'Kodesh, then you could say, Baruch Hamadu ben Kodesh l'Kodesh, and then you could start doing things for Ocho Nefesh. Below Shem u'malchus, u'mutter b'malacha, and you are allowed to do malacha. Aval le'inyan te'ima aser, but eating is aser, afilu hidu bat fila. Even if you said, Baruch Hamadu ben Kodesh l'Kodesh, even if you made Havdalah and fila, you cannot eat anything. Afilu hidu bat fila shomer vatodienu ad shi kaddish kadin. Until you make kiddush / havdalah yak nahaz on the coast, you're not allowed to eat. Even if you said baruch hamadam mikosh kodesh, even if you said havdalah and tefila, which motzei Shabbos eating at the yontif is vatodienu, it doesn't help until you make havdalah ala kos. Only that allows one to eat. Sivkatan lamid zayin goes on the Ramah that said that so to noshim that don't make havdalah bat tefila, you should train them to say hamadam mikosh l'chol. Hainu, Sherubon lo nogul hispal motzei Shabbos. Most women are not knowing to daven ma'ariv in general, certainly not on motzei Shabbos, so they're not saying havdalah batvila, so women should be trained to say baruch hamadam and kodesh l'chol. Sev kodem lamed ches. This is going on that shita that we don't hold like, where the Ramah said, there are those who say that that which you can't do before saying baruch hamavdil is only a malacha gemura like kosei v'orig. But hadlaka saner ba'alma ohotzom rishus l'rishus is not a problem even before Havdalah. Says the Mishabura la milches atam, the reason is, kevan de midaraisa below Havdalah mutter b'malacha, since the oraisa, when Shabbos is over, even without Havdalah, malacha is mutter, rak takonas chachomim hu shetzor l'hadim ha'kodem, just chazal made a takon that you have to make Havdalah before you do malacha, so hekelu b'malacha she'im b'tarach. So then we could say that Chazal were lenient when it comes to malacha that doesn't have a tircha. We could say they were mechalik within the malacha. So that's the understanding of this shita. Sevkot l'amites u'mizen espashir ha'minuk. From here, the minuk has evolved that we light candles after baruchu. Ayin Magen Avram shemefakfek ma'od al minuk zed. The Magen Avram takes major issue with this minuk of lighting candles after baruchu before saying any form of Havdalah. V'chein b'beis Yosef. He also takes issue with this. The minayin lanu lechalik ben malacha lemalacha. From where are they getting to be mechalik the different malachos? Now, if you look at note 37, he points out ubitam deyazu to understand the reason of this shita. The Brisker Rav on the Rambam writes she'ein isra hamalacha nimshach meisuri Shabbos. It's because the isra of malacha before Havdalah, when Shabbos is over, is not just an extension of the isurim of Shabbos. Elo mikavod haHavdalahu. It's rather a kavod for the Havdalah. Shelo yasu malacha lefaneh. It's a kavod for the Havdalah, not to do malacha before. Lefikach lo nesra elo malacha gemura. Therefore, this kavod doesn't require all malachos that are asr on Shabbos. They only asr real malachos and smaller malachos they never asr. That's how the Brisker Rav explains the shita. But in the Mishabura, the Magen Avram does not like that shita, the Beis Yosef does not like that shita. Continues the Mishabura, second line of Lamites, Vagam Rabbeinu Yeruchim, and even the one they're quoting as saying this halacha, Efsher Shalokivein Lahokel Bazer Rak Achash Shehidibat Tfilo. It could be he didn't mean to be lenient until after you made Havdalah during davening. He didn't mean stam without any kind of Havdalah. It could be he even meant after you said, Atoch Rantanu. The Alkein Masik, therefore they come out Lamaskona. D'yesh lidrosh b'rabim that you should teach publicly. She'ilamdu b'nosim that everyone should teach their daughters. Lomar hamadu ben kodesh l'chol kodem she'yasu shum malacha. They should do zero, no malacha, until you say hamadu ben kodesh l'chol. Here's the first time the Mishabura says it, because the girsa of the Mechaber, the Ramah, and what we said earlier was Hamadu ben HaKodesh ben HaChol. Our minhag is Hamadu ben Kodesh L'Chol. Here the Mishabura says it, Hamadu ben Kodesh L'Chol. So once you teach his daughters to say Baruch Hamadim in Kodesh Lachol before doing any malacha, umikol shekein osan shemivaros etzem, certainly those who are burning wood, va'esh umicham mosmaim, they're heating up water, to have a malacha she'esh batarach, that's a malacha that has a tircha attached to it, ulukulia ma'asa, that's certainly going to be asa according to everyone, so certainly you have to say Baruch Hamadim in Kodesh Lachol before doing that, v'chein kasu shari achorim, and that's why the other achorim write as well. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Mem, Ha'ikar kesvara harishona, as the Rama ended up and said, the ikar is like the first shita. Ubal nefesh yase kimosha kosu b'dar kimosha b'shem or zarua. Ubal nefesh should do like the dar kimosha writes in the name of the or zarua. We're on page Ayin Zayin now, top line. V'chein isa bazayar parshas b'midbar. Shelo lahadlik ner ad achar seder kedusha. Not only should you wait and not light a candle until after Atal Chorantanu, but until after Seder Kedusha, after Vihinoam, we say Kadosh, 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 just wait till after that. That is for most people. Aval Chazan HaKnesses, but the Gabbai, Mutter Lahadlik Ner Achar Shehidu Batfila. After he finishes his Shmon Esri and he was Mavdil and Tfila, he's allowed to light a candle. Oh, Omar Baruch Hamadim Mikodesh Tuchol, or if he said already Baruch Hamadim Mikodesh Tuchol, he would be allowed to light a candle. Mishum Kavad HaTzibur Sheyoshum Bachoshech, that is for the honor of the Tzibur that is sitting there in the dark. Vitotel haner shari lekuliyama. Moving a candle around after Baruch Hamad Mikodesh Tuchol, after Atal Chorantanu, is for sure fine, which is only an Isser Derabbanan. Lahavi yayin bi Yom Tov Sheni achar shechoshcha. You want to bring wine for Yom Tov Sheni after it already got dark, so Yom Tov Rishon ended, but you didn't make any kind of break, and now you're ready, you want to do something for Yom Tov Sheni. Av shelo hispalel adayin, even though you didn't have mariv yet, v'gam lo kiddush, and you didn't make kiddush to make it the second day yontif yet, afilu hachishari, still you're allowed to bring wine for the second day. Deha ein bazem mishum malacha, this is not any kind of isser malacha, rak mishum hachana miyontif l'chaveru. This is only a possible problem if you're doing it on the first day for the second day of hachana. V'kevan sheniskade sheyom shari, but once it became nightfall of the first day, now it's the second day, so there's no more isser of hachana, and therefore you could bring wine for the next day of yontif. Maharil hayom mikapel hatala shelo b'chol motzei Shabbos kedei lehisaseg b'mitzvah miyad. So the Maharil was knowing to fold his talus every motzei Shabbos in order to be osek in a mitzvah right away. Shabbos ended, so he folded his talus. We'll discuss the halachas of folding talusim shortly, but apparently he did not fold his talus on Shabbos, so he did it on motzei Shabbos to go into a mitzvah right away after Shabbos is over. That concludes Simen Reish Sadi Tes and the halachas of Abdullah. And Mirza Shem tomorrow will learn Simen Shin, which is discussing Malav Malka on motzei Shabbos.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.